In the last 3 weeks, three residents in a North Queensland aged care facility have died from influenza. That's prompted calls for the flu vaccine to be made mandatory for staff working in nursing homes in order to protect the people they're caring for. In Brisbane, Courtney Wilson reports.
36 of the 86 residents at the Mercy Health Aged Care Facility in Cairns fell ill during a flu outbreak last month. Three residents died. Dr. Richard Gare is the Director of Tropical Public Health Services in Cairns, which has been helping the aged care provider to deal with the outbreak.
It's not particularly uncommon to see an outbreak that can affect, a third or a half of a facility. The more cases you get, the more difficult it becomes to control.
The majority of residents and staff who were tested after becoming unwell in mid-February returned a positive result for influenza B. The nursing home says it implemented strict infection control measures and a specialist response team of senior clinicians was sent to Cairns from Victoria to help deal with the outbreak. But Dr. Gare says there's only so much that can be done once a flu outbreak occurs, and the best defence is stopping it starting in the first place.
What we try to do is to encourage widespread influenza vaccination, because any measures that you take to try and prevent the spread of influenza are going to be limited in their success because of the fact that it's so easily transmitted. So really, I would stress that the best way to prevent flu is to be immunised.
Professor Robert Boy is an immunisation and infectious diseases expert from the University of Sydney. He says while the flu vaccine is recommended for health staff in aged care facilities across Australia, it's not mandatory.
The nurses and other people who work there, on average, less than half of them actually get the flu jab. If only we could maximise the immunisation of the healthcare workers, the nurses and others, we could make a real impact on preventing outbreaks.
What are the difficulties in terms of making something like a flu vaccination for aged care workers mandatory?
Difficulties are that people worry that they might get a side effect from the immunisation, which, by the way, is very well tolerated. And people don't like to force other people to do things.
Professor Boy says if more aged care workers got a flu vaccine, it'd help to minimise influenza outbreaks.
Let's be honest. Relatives spend far less time with their elderly aunt or grandmother or uncle than do the nurses and other staff in nursing homes. It's critical that the people who are exposed most to nursing home residents, and that is the staff, be immunised.
Professor Boy argues higher immunisation rates for staff could also reduce costs for aged care providers.
There's a lot of costs involved with having a nursing home influenza outbreak. You may have to shut down the nursing home to new entries. You certainly have to get more staff in to cover the sick. You have many hospitalisations and some deaths. All of these things add to the burden of the healthcare costs.
Queensland Health says it's working closely with the Cairns Aged Care Facility at the centre of the recent influenza outbreak. In a statement, the provider, Mercy Health, says the health and well-being of residents and staff remains its highest priority, and that all residents, families and staff are being kept fully informed of the situation.
Courtney Wilson in Brisbane.